This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to Travelogue, our latest podcast on what are the current trends in the travel and tourism industry. Today I have with me Balu Ramchandran, Senior Vice President, Air and Distribution from Cleartrip, who's going to tell us what's really happening in the industry. He's on the phone line with me. Let's welcome him.
Hi and welcome to the show, Balu.
Hi Jerome, great to be here.
Balu, what's happening in the aviation sector? The country is kind of facing a slowdown, but has travel, as far as the Indian travelers is concerned, has that picked up?
Sure. So let's just step back a few months and just talk about what really happened, right? So we had this large event, which was the Jet Airways collapse, and for a airline that kind of defined what the Indian aviation space is in terms of, you know, providing a upgraded level of service, that airline really going away has put out some brakes on the overall growth story for Indian aviation. But what we really see is that over the last few months, that's starting from April this year to now, the overall aviation sector has grown by around 2 to 3% year on year. When we turn back to last year, at the same time, the growth was in the 20% kind of level. So obviously that's a massive climb down in growth rates for the Indian aviation space. But what we should, you know, once we scratch the surface a little bit, what we should understand is that it doesn't mean that the space is declining, that there is a 3% growth, and the kind of people who used to travel last year could still continue to do so. It's just that there's not too much additional capacity that's getting deployed on the Indian aviation space. So last year, for instance, I think in the first 6 months, we had like upwards of 20-25% of incremental new capacity that was deployed in Indian aviation space, and that's not happening this year. And that's kind of muted the overall growth rate. That's really the context. Passengers are traveling a lot, and there are a lot of anecdotal references about affordability of travel, bringing on a new set of consumers to air travel that did not exist in the past. I don't think travel, especially air travel, is seen as a luxury anymore. It is more of a necessity. And as long as affordability remains, I think we will see a whole new era of a bunch of new guys from who never thought of air travel as an option in the past, now would be seeing that as a viable option.
Okay. All right. And this non-additional capacity, is that because Jet Airways was grounded? I mean, has Jet Airways has an effect on the domestic or international travel?
So capacity is getting added by the operating domestic carriers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that went into replacing the capacity of Jet Airways that went away, which is why on a net effect basis, we see that the capacity additions are not like in high double digit numbers. So there is a lot of capacity that get added on that got added on domestic. A lot of capacity is going to get added on international as well. And hence, from a domestic aviation player standpoint, all these airlines are continuing to add planes. It's just that it's just a numbers effect because of the base effect of Jet Airways going away at this point of time. So we believe that it's a temporary blip. It is, from a long-term standpoint, 5-8 year view, the Indian domestic story will continue to be robust. I think the Indian domestic market was expected to be the third largest aviation market in the world by 2024. I think we are still on track to that, right? So there is small blip, and that will remain as a blip, but we will continue on the overall growth trend in a midterm scenario.
All right. Okay, so now we've spoken about how capacity, as in there's not been much of a difference compared to last year, but what are the destinations that Indian travelers prefer to travel to as far as India itself is concerned?
So from a India travel standpoint, I think there is a lot of travelers who would travel to the metro route. So Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Chennai continue to remain the top preferred destinations as far as, you know, the metros are concerned. And apart from that, you tend to see the Goas, the Jaipurs, the Kochis kind of being very large as well.
All right. Okay. So that's pretty interesting too. What about international travel? What are the destinations that Indian travelers look forward to? I mean, where do they head to, basically?
So from a international travel standpoint, the short-haul destinations like Dubai, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, etc. feature on the top as far as the volume of passengers are concerned. And Indians continue to travel to some of the other large global destinations as well, be it London, be it New York, be it Paris. I think there's a lot of travel happening. I think the biggest change on the international travel space that's occurred is that with a lot of LCCs flying, a lot of international destinations have become very affordable, even even for a short weekend, right? So people want to do a short weekend hop. It is a 3-day, 4-day event. People just take a flight and go to their preferred destination. As opposed to, say, a few years back, an international vacation used to be once a year event. You had to really plan it out when you had like a 2 or 3 week break and you planned a multi-country itinerary. I don't think that's the case anymore. People are looking for short breaks, and international, given affordability, is one of the options that they would have as viable for them financially or affordability standpoint as any of the domestic holiday destinations might be.
All right. Quite interesting there. I mean, I was still looking forward to weekend travel since I'm based out of Bombay. I mean, you know, just head out to Lonavala or this thing. But I've not thought of, you know, heading out to a Bangkok or Colombo for that matter. But quite interesting there that Indian travelers indeed are looking for international short-haul destinations for their weekend travels. Now, moving on, you've been in the industry for 15 years. How have you seen the Indian aviation sector evolve in these 15 years?
So I think the primary change has been that the aviation space used to be seen as a luxury travel option, and I think that's really changed, right? So I think it is extremely affordable. As I mentioned earlier, there's a bunch of options that are available across price points for people to consider. And if someone is really on a budget, you could plan your journeys in advance, and there are massive deals to be had as well. So I think the shift from luxury to affordability is the largest driver that I've seen, and that just doesn't speak about domestic travel, it also speaks about international travel as well.
And we had a query just some time back from one of our listeners who wanted to know, is it better to travel with the help of a travel agent, as far as, you know, booking tickets, booking hotels, you know, making an itemized itinerary? Is it better to go to an agent, or is it better that they themselves do their groundwork and then go ahead and book? And what's the safer option, if you can tell our listener that?
So I think that this really boils down to personal preference. But what we see is that there is a large group of people today who are familiar with online bookings, who are familiar with just travel itself. So it is not as much of a fear factor when they step out from the shores of India, or even within domestically, right, outside the comfort zones of the places that they're familiar with. They prefer to plan their itineraries themselves because they are so much more aware about the kind of things that are available to happen. And I think the other shift that has happened is that a lot of people want to be very immersive when they travel. So what I mean by that is that when they are in a location, they just want to, unlike the first wave of Indian tourists who went overseas, I like to call them as checklist tourists, right? So you would do maybe a 10-day or a 15-day trip. You would want to checklist as many countries within that time frame as possible, and as many points of interest within those countries as much as you can pack in a day. I think that's changed significantly. So people would, I mean, there are a lot of people who would just want to go to one city destination or maybe one small country and spend a lot of time just in that, being very immersed with local culture, go eat out at local restaurants, you know, go to maybe bars with local people to just understand and communicate with the local people. So I think that's, if you really want to do that, there are a lot of people who are comfortable just doing that online. Come to the OTAs, you book the flight of your choice, you book the hotel of your choice, and then you make your itinerary yourself. Right? So the flexibility that it affords is phenomenal, and that's why a lot of people are doing that. For a bunch of people where, if they are not very, very comfortable with doing that themselves, if they're not very comfortable booking itineraries online, then going to a travel agent is useful because you have a person who's an expert in the industry who's trying to help you stitch together stuff. But I think what people should keep in mind is that typically, if you want to look at doing activities and doing itineraries which are different from run-of-the-mill, I mean, a lot more of options are available if you try and do that yourself, as opposed to taking cookie cutter templates that otherwise would be used.
All right, Balu, what about the hotels that the Indian travelers are looking forward to?
So I think two aspects there, right? So a lot of people, of course, have started looking at, when you look at an immersive experience, the hotel becomes an important aspect of how you plan your holiday as well. And we've seen, at least from our book data, that the trend towards, there's an increasing trend towards booking 3, 4, 5-star hotels, right? And some of these, as I mentioned earlier, some of these deals are phenomenal if you were to plan in advance. So people are just using that and planning in advance and getting better hotels for probably the same price that they would have paid otherwise if you're planning close in. The other shift is towards, you know, looking at alternate accommodation. So these could range from, you know, homestays to Airbnbs to whatnot, right? So there are a lot of people who are looking away from the traditional hotels to something which is more...
It's more personalized for you.
Absolutely. right? So that seems to be one. And the other view is that a lot of people are now, especially with the growth of self-planned itineraries, a lot of people do want to experiences and activities within the destinations that they travel to as well. And a lot of that has become online. ClearTrip was the first to put out a lot of activities online with ClearTrip Local. And we see that as the other emerging trend in the global travel space, a bunch of local activities and experiences are coming online and people are booking them, especially in an international context. Overseas, when you're planning an overseas travel, it makes sense to at least think about what are the kind of experiences and activities that you want to buy online. And buying in advance also helps you sometimes skip the long lines that tend to be there at some of the popular attractions as well. So that's the other thing that people are doing as well.
Balu, thank you so much for your valuable insights.
A pleasure speaking to you, Jerome, and looking forward to being back in touch as and when it requires.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Well, with that, we wrap this episode of the Travelogue podcast. In case you have any query and you want us to cover a particular topic in the tourism or the travel sector, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.